Well, brothers, praise the Lord.
Amen.
Meeting by the NorCal brothers.
Amen.
We want to keep the time carefully tonight, so we have established a very careful timetable for our speaking. The purpose of this meeting is the matter of the reopening and the in-person meetings, which I believe all the localities are now facing. We know that there is a longing deep within many saints to meet together face-to-face. Nevertheless, this has some serious considerations. Of course, on the one side, according to Romans 13, we need to follow the government guidelines. We have reason to believe that those will be loosened tomorrow. And then on the other hand, we have to take care of the principle of receiving one another, regardless of people's opinions about this or that. We want to be very careful about these matters. We also will introduce the matter of the practical side, because several localities have experience that goes along with this that you may find very helpful. You may not follow it immediately, what they do, but you may realize from their speaking what maybe you can do that would be useful. So we will cover the spiritual side, the practical side, a letter from the church in Boston, which we think summarizes everything very well. And we hope to have about 10 to 15 minutes for question and answer at the end of this time and still get done by 8 o'clock. So I just want to remind the brothers that we will have to keep the time, please. And then also for the question and answer, make your question brief, and we'll hope that the answer also will be brief so that more questions can be raised. Of course, we will need to have much more fellowship beside this. All right, right now I would like to turn it over to our brother Chuck Steinbergs, who will introduce some speaking on the spiritual side of these issues of in-person meeting.
Okay, dear brothers, I appreciate having the chance to have some fellowship and release some feeling. We just passed through 15 months in quarantine. And I remember it well when we first experienced the first impact. My wife and I were sitting in a small restaurant on March 17th, 2020, for a late lunch. And as we finished, we found out through the waiter that they were about to shutter their business that very evening. And so we knew from that point on, things were going to be very, very different. Well, now California is, as Brother Don mentioned, kind of coming out of some of these matters of the pandemic. And as you know, the whole world is, and California particularly, is trying to bring everything back to where it once was and then continue, hopefully, as though nothing had ever happened. That's their thinking. But surely we brothers have a, hopefully we do, and I think we do, we have a different view of seeing God's divine move in these last 15 months to bring us to a new stage in our personal and corporate advancing and becoming vital in bearing fruit, in perfecting the new ones, and in building up the body of Christ.
Amen.
We are not at a standstill. And for sure, unlike the world, we do not want to go back and just bring the saints to a point of where we were in March 2020, and just carry on a church life personally and corporately as though nothing had happened. For sure, brothers. But if we're not careful, then we could, waste this precious moment that the Lord has brought us through here. And so we really felt like tonight, we really need this fellowship. Haggai 1:5 says, "Consider your ways." So brothers, we're having this fellowship tonight to bring us, our localities, into a blending, into a fellowship, so that we can take some steps forward that will be most profitable for the churches and for Northern California. We do not want to make the mistake, brothers, some of us are older ones here, where we're back in the late 80s, where we misunderstood something of brotherly fellowship, and some brothers, without fellowship, without consideration, actually locked up the meeting halls, thinking that that's what this was all about. Brothers, we do not want to, we can only ring the bell once in this matter about how to reopen, and you can't unring it. So we need this fellowship, this blending, right, that we would move forward together in oneness, and that we would, it would be a profit, right? And so I'll turn my time over now to Brother Will, who will continue on.
Amen. Brothers, it's what a privilege to be with you all tonight. I know there's 195 of us here tonight. It's really not a small thing that all of us are blending together, doing our best to follow the Lord so the Lord can move and grow within all the saints. So anyway, later on after me, I think some brothers will be sharing about the need for us to receive all the saints, you know, regardless of their feelings about social distancing, masking, all these things. Certainly, we need to practice generality in the church life. But on the other hand, I just want to say something that we are here not just care for the Lord's testimony in a general way, but we are here to care for the building up of the body of Christ. We're here for a very specific purpose. That's why it's what a mercy that we are here. You know, we have been recovered. So I guess I my burden here tonight is that to care, we need to do whatever we can to foster, to care for the building up of the body of Christ. Okay, and this takes place in spirit. Okay, now, what does that mean? It does not mean that to be in spirit, to build up the body of Christ, we have to be in person. Okay. I don't want to give anyone the impression that what we went through this past year, the last 15 months, did not contribute to the building up the body of Christ. We just went through 15 months of nothingness. Okay. No. Every fellowship, every prayer, every shepherding appointment done in the spirit contributed to the building up of the body of Christ, because they were done in spirit. Now, having said that, all of us leading brothers, we do need to be very mindful of the saints who are younger among us, who are newer among us, who are weaker among us. These ones may not know their spirit that well, and they may not know how to release their spirit. So as we all know, in this Zoom environment, it's very difficult to help these ones to exercise their spirit. So as we are learning to follow the Lord, we need to continue to encourage the saints, okay? Encourage the saints to come back in person, because there are some things, at least with the technology that we have, there's a limitation, you know. It's difficult to help all the saints to exercise their spirit. So we want to encourage the saints to come back. But having said that, we do need to care for all the saints' feeling, you know. We don't want to push. We don't want to make anyone feel less, you know. So anyway, I just, this is just my feeling related to this matter. We're here for the building up of the body of Christ, and this is done in spirit.
Amen.
And for the sake of these younger ones, newer ones, and weaker ones, they need to be surrounded by patterns. So with all of you brothers, I have no problem. I know you, all of you will be exercising your spirit, even though you're just singing by yourself. But the younger ones among us, they're not so used. It's not easy for them. So for their sake, we need to do our best to bring in this corporate enjoyment for their sake.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. So I'll just add a little bit to Brother Will before we move on to some practical fellowship from the different localities. We do want to emphasize a balanced view, as Brother Will mentioned, and Brother Chuck, that we want to, we do feel the saints have a longing to meet together. And for many of the younger ones, newer ones, weaker ones, there's a need for them to meet together to learn to exercise their spirit. There are older ones or more conservative ones, for whatever reason, that are more cautious and more careful. But the main point of all of this is that we would keep the oneness. The Lord's recovery is founded on churches on the ground of oneness. So there's the spirit and life. There's also the keeping of oneness. So I mentioned Romans 13, where we give heed to the government regulations. In Romans 14 and 15, the Apostle Paul goes on to speak of the oneness. In 14:3, he says, "He who eats, let him not despise him who does not eat. And he who does not eat, let him not judge he who eats, for God has received him." I'm going to read the verse again with a little modern interpretation. "He who wears a mask, let him not despise him who does not wear a mask. And he who does not wear a mask, let him not judge him who does wear a mask, for God has received him." Verse 10, "But you, why do you judge your brother? Or you, why do you despise your brother? For we all stand before the judgment seat of God." And then finally 15:7, "Therefore receive one another as Christ also received you to the glory of God." So we want to keep this attitude, this principle and view of oneness, no matter what the situation is. How do you do that practically? Well, some of the following brothers will address that. But we do need to be aware that there may be some who are vaccinated, some who are not vaccinated, some who wear a mask, some who do not wear a mask, all in the same meeting. Some will choose to remain back for a month or two, or maybe a little longer on Zoom, because they're concerned for their health. Amen. Some are more than eager to get together and have already been getting together. Amen. We receive everyone that God has received. And then how to do that practically, how to take care of all the practical aspects. We don't have final answers for everyone, but some of the brothers who are about to follow here will address these matters as they have been addressed in the experience of the churches that have already taken some steps in this way. So we will go on to that then. Let me just remind you then that we, after all this, we will have a Q&A session toward the end of this meeting. Please prepare questions that are short and to the point, and we will hope to have answers short and to the point. Okay, we would like to go on then with brothers from Reno to speak something.
Okay, I'll start, and Martin will follow, and we'll still keep it within the time limit. You know, this is a real exercise, and I appreciate what Will said, that this time was not a waste. Whatever comes our way, the Lord has a way to work it out that we would still gain Christ, you know. And so this was like an uncharted territory, right? We just felt that this is new to us, but we had to learn Christ in all these matters, and how to keep the oneness. It was a very important matter. So anyway, you have to realize also that we are in Nevada. We are not in California. And so they kept the CDC rules, but they were a little less stringent and strict with as far as the lockdown and the concerning that shelter in place. That's what I meant, shelter in place. There was a lot of saints that were all excited to get on Zoom, and then that started to dwindle away, the saints less and less, and then a lot of saints, especially the younger generation, wanted to meet face to face. And so we considered this, and there was much prayer and fellowship. And we tried to open it several times. And of course, the Lord used this time to deal with us, especially us older ones. As Brother Lee said, the older you are, the more opinions you have. And so the Lord still would have us gain himself to learn how to be balanced and learn how to build up the body without and keep in one accord. He needs a testimony. The Lord has to have a testimony of oneness. That's what he is. The triune God is oneness. So he needs that no matter what the situation is. So anyway, eventually after a period of time, after more prayer and fellowship, and finally there was a feeling the saints felt, let's open up. And because the Nevada was allowing us to do this, we started 7.5 months ago to meet face to face. I will not cover the details. I'll let Martin take care of that. And just one other item here I'll mention is that because some of the saints, quite a few of the saints live in rural areas, not in the urban areas. So it wasn't as bad there. So the home meetings never stopped. The home meetings never stopped. They were still always face to face during the whole time. And we never had any problems. So and we had peace doing that. So maybe I'll just let you go ahead, Martin, share more. Okay. I wanted to keep it short.
I would say it was a real exercise to keep the oneness of the spirit diligently. Yeah, that is diligently, you know, in the uniting bond of peace. I think that was really the Lord's helping us. When we first started, there was a lot of prayer before. We realized we didn't want to bring the saints, you know, what was it going to look like when we came out of the pandemic? So we wanted to advance, just like Brother Chuck said. And so there was much prayer and fellowship regarding, you know, what we would look like afterwards too. So at this point, what we did is we had fellowship amongst the brothers. And we felt, you know, because this word of blending is being used, let's see what other localities are doing. Or let's pass. So we fellowshiped with a few Northern Central Valley churches, what we were thinking of doing, of opening up, what they thought about it. And that was good to get their feelings too. So we really wanted to keep do the diligence to keep the oneness. So when we started, we felt we need to go. We only have 42 saints on the list, but we went through each one to consider. You know, there's one sister, for instance, she's in her 60s. Her health is very weak. She has lots of health problems, but she'll meet no matter what, face to face. She doesn't care about her health. So, you know, as we went through the list, we realized we need to have some fellowship with her and let her know we feel not to have her come to the meetings because she's so important, you know, and her health, just to give it time and see what happens. So my point in saying this is we did need to consider the saints. You know, each locality is different. So we did consider the saints. Then we felt to meet at the park first. So our first meeting was at the park, and that was good. And we did keep the CDC requirements, and we had masks if people wanted to, saints wanted to wear masks, and we had the hand sanitizer, we had spacing. So that was the first time. Not to mention two or three times, like Bruce said, we wanted to do it, but then through more prayer and fellowship, we sensed, no, the saints aren't ready, so we did not do it. Then after that, I think we met two times at the park, once each month. Then we moved to the meeting hall, which is inside the park, and it was one time a month, and now it's two times. But we did have a hybrid, so we wanted to make sure all the saints felt comfortable. And with the hybrid, we just got a high, you know, Vizio casting and camera type thing. So it was large, so you could see all the saints. And so we wanted to make sure the atmosphere for them was not too difficult either. And we've learned over a period of time with the hardware and things, how to adjust it, how to allow the saints, you pause when we're meeting face to face, to let others on Zoom come in. And so we've learned about that. Then we started our prayer meeting last month. And just real quick to end, we started in June our prayer meeting the same way. We meet now twice a month, face-to-face at our meeting hall, hybrid. And then now we've started the same twice a month with our prayer meeting, hybrid, with the same technology. The college meeting, we don't use the hybrid. And it's up to whoever, if you want to wear a mask or not. And that's in the Putnam House, the Northern Cal Church's Putnam House, the college meeting. And those are the meetings that we've been practicing. I would say again, like Brother Don said, in Romans 14, just receiving according to the Lord's love and not judging one another is so important. That oneness, if we lose the oneness, we lose everything. You know, how good and how pleasant it is for the brothers to dwell in oneness. Amen.
Amen. Amen. We'd like to go on to the church in Burlingame. We asked the brothers to try to keep within the 3 to 5 minutes that we asked you to keep. Amen. Church in Burlingame.
Amen. Hi, brothers. So I'll share about our new hybrid church life in Burlingame. And it's mainly in regards to our meeting on Lord's Day. Throughout the pandemic, virtually all of our meetings were over Zoom. We didn't have any official in-person meetings. So as we were, as many of the people in society were getting vaccinated, and as, stores were opening up and, workplaces were starting to open up and invite employees to come back, we just had a feeling that we should probably take some steps to consider, should we have a hybrid church life, So the brothers, the core brothers in the church life started to fellowship about it. And we took, a few weeks, I think 2 to 3 weeks to fellowship about that. Had the peace about, beginning to meet in person again in the meeting hall on Lord's Day. And instead of sending out a survey to the saints to find out who wanted to meet in person, we thought it'd be better to have the saints fellowship with the responsible brothers in their small group meetings, because, a lot of times the saints have questions, and a survey can't really answer all the questions. So, we just wanted to, be careful and, just not rush into it, and also take care of the saints, in this process, since, we've been meeting over Zoom virtually for the last year. So we've been meeting for the past 2 Lord's Days in person in the meeting hall. And we recommended that the saints be vaccinated, if they do come, of course, if they're not vaccinated, that's fine. That's fine with the brothers. We also just had some kind of guidelines, for meeting in person, especially now, the governor hasn't said that, all restrictions are lifted. So we did want to have at least some guidelines in place, just to take care of all the saints, so they have the confidence that, the brothers are, taking steps, to invite the saints back to in-person meetings. So we mentioned that we would clean the meeting hall before and after the meetings. We would suggest that the saints wear masks. We would social distance, so spread out the seats in the meeting hall. And then, as the saints arrive the meeting hall, we would, just kind of have a check-in process just to find out if, they've been healthy, have they been exposed to anyone that has tested positive to COVID. And also we have been taking their temperature, just to give them the assurance that everyone that comes in is, is well. And so far, all the saints have been understanding. No one has made any issues about, these guidelines. I would say that most of the saints are still meeting over Zoom on Lord's Day. It's only a small number that have been coming to the meeting hall to meet in person, which is okay with us, because you know, we just wanted to give the saints an option, you know, if the, for the ones that do want to meet in person, they can, you know, for the ones that prefer to meet over Zoom, you know, we're not going to force anyone to come back. You know, we just want everyone to have the peace with however the Lord leads them. You know, of course, you know, for sure we see the benefit of meeting in person, you know, to, you know, that, that helps with the fellowship. But with the meetings that we have had for the last couple of Lord's Days, I wasn't here for this past Lord's Day, but at least for the Lord's Day before, it was a smaller number, but it was really sweet. It was really nice to have the saints all together in person. We had some young people in the group, and even the young people shared during the prophesying meeting. So it was a really nice atmosphere and a lot of mutuality. Brother Jeff Bell will share some more about the meeting and also about the AV side of our in-person meetings.
Brother Jeff, we'll ask you to be very succinct.
Yeah, yeah, I'll be short. Okay. Yeah, so like Jeff shared, one key consideration we had was whether the saints are in person or in Zoom, we want both groups to still be strengthened and have equal participation. We don't want the saints in the Zoom to feel left out or not being able to really join the saints in the meeting hall. So one key thing is for the saints to be able to see and hear each other properly. And with that in mind, we want to have a good AV setup. Initially, we tried to have a easier plug and play type of system, like Facebook portal, but we find that it wasn't optimal in terms of delivering good quality. So with that in mind, we had a little bit more elaborate setup. We had additional mic in the meeting hall, a 360-degree mic that will pick up sound from different places in the meeting hall, and also a camcorder instead of having one camera that will may look like some kind of security camera. So we want to have a camcorder that we can zoom in to the speaking brothers and sisters that the ones online can see them clearly. And and with that, we are able to see and hear each other. The saints in the Zoom are shown on a big screen on the meeting hall, so we are able to see the saints well, whether they're in Zoom. And the saints in Zoom are able to see the saints in meeting hall through our camcorder. And with the AV setup, we're able to sing together as well. So the saints in the meeting hall would play the piano and sing the song, whether whatever that song that's called. And the saints in the Zoom would mute themselves and sing along at their homes, from their homes. And once the singing is over, they would unmute and we all praise and pray together. We find that it works pretty well. We find that whether they are Zoom or in person, the saints are still able to pray and praise equally and listen to each other well. So some main consideration we had was we find that this hybrid option will continue because there are a number of saints for many reasons who will continue to be online. And we see that some fellowship and coordination will still be online. And we even had some meetings like SST, for example, even though it was online, some saints wanted to go to the meeting hall and join the Zoom from the meeting hall. So we want to provide a good setup where whether online or in person or hybrid or joining Zoom from the meeting hall, we're still able to hear and see each other well. And saints, wherever they are, able to participate and join equally without having without feeling left behind. So those were the considerations we had. And we're still improving our setup. We still want to add an additional camera so the saints can see the different angles from the meeting hall and additional mic so we can hear each other well. So we're still learning and improving along the way. So yeah, that's kind of the nutshell.
Amen. Very good. Thank you. We'll move on to the church in Berkeley. Brother Paul Dobenmeyer, I believe.
Amen. Praise the Lord, brothers. I just want to start maybe with a few verses. Romans 14:8, right? For whether we live to the Lord. Amen. And whether we die to the Lord.
Amen.
Therefore, whether we live or we die, we are the Lord's.
Amen.
That, that reality should guide us in this fellowship. We are the Lord's. And I also appreciate 2 Corinthians 2, where it speaks of God leading us in triumph in the Christ.
Amen.
And there's a fragrance of Christ to God in those who are being saved.
Amen.
And then in 1 Corinthians 9, Amen. It also speaks about Paul's experience. And to the Jews, I became as a Jew in order that I may gain Jews. Right? It's possible to read these in our present context and understand that there's a lot that's happening in these verses that is very applicable to us. But I was just freshly tonight impressed as we're here. 1 John 1:1, that which was from the beginning, which we have heard, which we have seen with our eyes, which we beheld and our hands handled concerning the word of life. This is our dear brother John speaking about actually touching the Lord Jesus in his humanity. And I've just been very shepherded over the last year. I'll just point out some of our experience in Berkeley. There have been some gatherings, even as far back as July of 2020, that have, like the Saints shared, have been meeting in person, first outdoors and then in an indoor arrangement. There have been children's meetings, neighborhood children's meetings, since October of 2020, happening in person. This is a what might be called a vulnerable group, right? This is a problematic group for some localities because of the vaccination status of 12 and under. What do you do with your children? You're in an unvaccinated mixed household. We just realized we live to the Lord. And in this arrangement, there was the peace among the parents to come together in an outdoor meeting. And this has continued since that time. We've also had baptisms in the church in Berkeley. We've arranged for an outdoor swimming pool, just inflatable. And we had one last fall. We actually had three related to us last month, and we anticipate more this coming month. And then we've had a outdoor Lord's Day meeting that's hybrid with a Zoom meeting. So we've had 4 to 5 saints since December of 2020 who are actually meeting outdoors. We have a tent with a heater, and they've been able to meet together and then Zoom in, just as some of the brothers were describing, with various types of technology to participate. So we've been setting the stage in this kind of a way. And I would like to highlight what the brothers shared. The goal of all of these, the goal of this fellowship tonight is not to meet in person. Don't take this in the wrong way. The goal is not to say, okay, once we meet in person, then we've reached our goal. The goal is to meet in oneness. And this is very crucial. We've had almost setting aside in our brothers' meetings many other burdens to be sure as we're praying and fellowshipping that we brothers are one. Because if we are not one, and when we speak to the saints actually sense it. And the feedback has come back, well, you brothers shared something, but it's actually unclear what you shared to us. So we've been laboring in our brothers' meeting in this kind of a way Monday night. We set aside some of our church goals to just, brothers, how do we become one in this matter so that when the saints touch us, whatever their persuasion, they don't touch us in a way that there's any kind of a mixed sounding or a mixed signal. And so just some practical things we did here in Berkeley, we reached out in terms of shepherding, and we set a goal for ourselves, as we've been assigned in the past, to contact every brother and sister on our phone list. Now, maybe we're about a third there, about a half there. But guess what? When you begin to contact the saints, that's when we begin to know everyone's situation. That's, you don't need a survey in a sense, because you've contacted them. And that could be in person, that could be digitally. And then second, we did end up sending out a survey, a very simple anonymous survey with just 2 or 3 questions. I'm sure one of the brothers could forward that if need be. And we got feedback anywhere from 60 to 70% of our saints as of about May 2020, 2021, were willing to come back to meet in person in some kind of form. And then we realized what was really problematic was not the home meetings, not the small group meetings, but what to do on Lord's Day, because Lord's Day is really where there's a sense where the church is meeting. Of course, the other meetings, the prayer meeting and the small group meetings are meetings of the church, but the Lord's Day meeting is where the testimony really was. And so some of the younger brothers in the workforce, they just said, you know what? Our employers are giving us this date. And they're saying, we're going to move in that direction with that date unless things change. And so we did that. We said it maybe a month ago. We said June 27th, we're going to find a way to begin to meet in our meeting hall. And once we set that goal, so many things have happened. In the last even 3 weeks, we've had a small cluster of saints meet in the hall. We've had groups of saints come together in person for the table meeting with the elements. And then we've also had Zoom meetings that have continued just as they had, but merging some of the Zoom meetings to accommodate those saints who are not yet at a point where they could join one of the other two meetings. So I just encourage practical steps like that through the Brothers Meeting Fellowship. That oneness among the brothers is highly necessary. Once you're there, actually all these practical details work themselves out. But key, before trying to set a date, before to worry about the logistics of preparing this or that, is to find that oneness. And that's where the blessing is commanded.
Amen. We'll move on then finally to Sacramento. And then we have a concluding word from the church in Boston that summarizes a lot of these points. But first, Sacramento. Brothers?
I don't think we were prepared to share anything. Did you have anything?
I would just say that most of our meetings have been on Zoom, but we do have one of our eight district meetings that meets quite a bit in the park. But just recently, we've been talking about how to go face to face. And the group that I meet in, we've also had face-to-face prayer meetings and Friday night home meetings. But like the other brothers said, we've always had this sense that we need to be very careful about how to handle the Lord's table meeting, because it's a church. There's a definite sense that this is the church testimony. So that's we're pretty much in line with the other churches that have shared along these ways. And that's a summary of Sacramento.
Amen. Thank you, brothers. Then we'll move on to Brother Terry Bartek, who will share the letter from the church in Boston.
Okay. I'm gonna bring it up here on a share screen, but I will just read this letter. You'll see it contains many of the points as the brothers have been speaking. And the point of this is not that their particular ways. We'll read what they're doing, but you'll get a sense of the care they took to arrive at these things and how they're taking care of saints of different persuasions and especially the emphasis on keeping the oneness. But this is what they sent to all their saints. They began meeting on June 6th. Dear saints, this Lord's Day, June 6th, 2021, the church in Boston will open the meeting hall for those who are comfortable to gather together in person. Following much prayer and fellowship, the responsible brothers feel the Lord is leading us to take definite steps in this direction. First and foremost, we strongly encourage all the saints to go to the Lord as the head in prayer to seek his personal leading. By our living to the Lord in faith and trusting the other brothers and sisters to live to the Lord, we will keep the oneness of the Spirit in the uniting bond of peace and be saved from the enemy's schemes to bring in division through different opinions. Then the quote from the ministry, from the footnote, the basis on which we receive the believers is that God has received them. When we receive people according to God and not according to doctrine or practice, we demonstrate and maintain the oneness of the body of Christ. We will begin with the following practical arrangements and guidelines, which may be adjusted as we learn and follow the Lord in the weeks ahead. Okay, so their time is 10:30 to 12 on Lord's Day. Location will continue to meet via Zoom. And we'll also open the meeting hall. Lord's table, we will enjoy the Lord's table together. Those who attend the in-person meeting will have the opportunity to partake of the elements. Following the breaking of the bread, The bread and the cup will be placed by the ushers into individual cups using masks and gloves and distributed on trays. The children's meeting will take place via Zoom as in prior weeks, starting at 9:15 a.m. There'll be no in-person children's service on this Lord's Day, June 6th. The second floor of the meeting hall will be available for parents to watch their own children during the meeting. Further details regarding future children's meetings will be provided in the near future. Masks, we will be observing the CDC guidelines and state requirements. On the second floor, children's area, children 5+ and adults must wear masks. Of course, this is their situation right now with California, maybe changing, as we say, tomorrow. And masks for children 2 through 5 are strongly recommended but not required. In the main meeting area, masks are not required for vaccinated persons but are strongly recommended for non-vaccinated persons. Extra masks for adults and children will be made available. Distancing. The chairs will generally be arranged side by side. We will try to accommodate those who wish to sit at a distance to others, but due to space constraints, we cannot guarantee the availability of socially distant seating. Facility, the meeting hall has a high quality commercial ventilation and filtration system. The windows do not open. Hand sanitizers will be available. Cleaning will be done before and after the meeting. Health, if you're feeling ill, please stay home. There's no expectation that all the saints will gather together in person. We will leave this to each person before the Lord to consider what they are comfortable with, given their personal situation. May we all take this unique opportunity to practice the oneness and enter into the reality of the truths we've been enjoying through much prayer, fellowship, and mutual shepherding. Amen. Please fellowship with the responsible brothers if you have any specific concerns or questions. Much grace, the responsible brothers in the church in Boston. Amen.
Amen. Is that any further word? Okay. Now we would like to take a little time for question and answer. If you have a question, please put it in the chat. We have already received one question, which was directed to the church in Burlingame, where people would like to know the equipment that they used in a more specific way. I don't know if there's a good way to do that online right now or if that should be sent out later. But that's the first question that we've received already. Secondly, if you have something, a question, we have 10 minutes, a little under 10 minutes. We're willing to take questions, brief questions, and we hope to have brothers who can give brief answers to them.
I think we could get the specific setup that we have to churches that are interested, but perhaps we could do that offline.
Yes, okay, that would be good. Okay, here's a question from Brother Dan Alpert. For home meetings, any guidance if requesting only vaccinated ones to come to our home? And a second question is, current CDC guidelines state to avoid singing or shouting. Okay, maybe can someone answer the question about home meetings? Is there a brother? And having only vaccinated people come to a home?
Lord Jesus.
That
does seem like a particular situation that, each family would have to feel comfortable. They're going to open their home. If they feel that they need to ask the saints to be vaccinated, I think that's certainly, they should feel free to do that.
I would think that they should try to make allowance, like it's the hybrid, so that nobody feels left out. You make a way for somebody to participate by Zoom that not vaccinated, they don't feel excluded. But if the person whose home it is concerned for their own health and others, I don't see any problem with saying only the vaccinated ones come, but take care of the others.
But there have been documented cases of someone who has been vaccinated later getting the COVID, and that it doesn't prevent you from being a carrier of the virus, even though you personally have been vaccinated, like Typhoid Mary.
Okay. Yeah, we can't answer all the medical questions, of course, right now, but anyway, yeah, we do the best. And a couple other questions have come up. One is, current CDC guidelines state to avoid singing or shouting. Is that a concern?
Brothers, I'd like to address the prior question that you were talking about, whether the vaccinated people should be invited to the homes. I think the whole issue should be for the caring of the saints. And of course, we're here for the body, we're here for the saints. And what we need to do is to take care of the ventilation. But first of all, for the sake of all the other saints, we should care for others by making sure that we are not in any compromising situation that would acquire certain thing that would infect other people. Wash your hand, wash your face, wash the nostril. Keep yourself from touching something that you shouldn't be touching. Take a shower before going to the meeting for the saints' sake. So being vaccinated doesn't guarantee you from not getting infected again. Even getting vaccinated, it's only good for 4 or 5 months, maybe 6 months. You have to get the booster all over again. So we just have to care for one another. Make sure the area that you're in is vaccinated. If you want to wear a mask, feel free to wear a mask. I appreciate the fellowship concerning whether we should not judge whether the person wear masks or not wearing masks. Okay. And as a medical person, I think we have gone overboard. We really need a lot of wisdom from the Lord, how to handle these kind of situations. So in Elk Grove, we have had this hybrid meeting for a number of months, especially on the Lord's Day. The saints have gathered together. And after that, there were love feasts. Prior to the last couple of weeks, saints were sitting 6 feet away. The last couple of weeks, I don't believe they were that far distant. Even 6 feet is not scientific. Nothing is scientific. I've never seen medicine has been so politicized. And so, but in the body, let's take care of one another, caring for one another, receiving one another, but also be practical. Make sure that the ventilation, I would open the windows. If you can work outside in your porch, in the backyard, open space will be the most wonderful thing. The danger of if somebody's infected is rebreathing the air that we're in the same area. I think for the saints who has been in Sacramento for a while, they noticed that meetings after meetings, I'm the one who always turn on the air conditioner to bring down the temperature to get the air circulating. So
amen.
I hope this is helpful.
Yeah, amen.
The SST in Sacramento was requiring everybody to be tested for coming.
Okay.
Tested negative.
Okay, well, we want to finish up here quickly. There's probably a couple more questions here. One is there's a concern that if a local church announces a meeting, if saints attend and then get COVID, the elders are legally liable. I don't know quite how to address that.
I think that's a question you have to pose to an attorney.
I think you're right.
Churches have an attorney. That we're not qualified to address that question.
Right. Okay, let's go on.
I'd like to go back to the CDC guidelines. The guidelines, I posted that question. I just read that off of the current CDC website most recently. And they talk a lot about this set of the recommendations for large events and event gatherings. To encourage guests to avoid singing and shouting, especially indoors. If possible, keep music levels down so people don't have to shout or speak loudly to be heard. So they're very much concerned about the aerosol delivery of particles and moisture when you speak or when you sing. And that's a big part of our meetings.
Mm-hmm.
We have our meetings inside. And we keep the doors and windows closed because we don't want to disturb all the neighbors. So the idea that I don't have a direction for anybody, but myself, the idea that with this in mind, the idea that wearing a mask or wearing a mask is your own personal choice seems kind of informed in light of the CDC guidelines.
Okay. Brothers, I think due to time, we'll have to conclude this Q&A session here. We would like to give a concluding word from our brother David Chewy. And I think if you have further questions, you can ask your local leading ones. And if they cannot answer the concern directly, then maybe they can bring it up to a larger fellowship of leading brothers in Northern California. Amen. We appreciate all the brothers bringing up. I know there are many more issues than can be covered in just a short time like this, but we would like to have a good conclusion here from our brother David.
Actually, before I do my conclusion, I was wondering if Brother Alex can share a little bit about his burden. I can give him 3 minutes.
Okay. I'll do it in two. Can you brother hear me? Yeah, I was sharing with some of the brothers as we consider the different situations, you know, of the saints and the church lives are different in different regions, size of the churches are different, you know, really pray that the Lord would give the brothers much wisdom. And we really need the Lord's grace and strengthening, you know, at this time. I would just bring us back to the beginning of the fellowship where the brothers mentioned that, you know, we are here, you know, for the building up of the body. This is part of the Lord's move. And while we need to cooperate with the Lord, we also need very much the Lord's supply. And as I consider my own situation in our own locality, you know, this portion in Exodus life study came to me, and so I thought I would just share this portion with you very briefly. I was going to show it on the screen, but in the interest of time, maybe I won't do that. This is from the life study of Exodus, message 97. This is concerning the corner boards of the tabernacle. You know, many of you brothers probably remember, you know, they are the boards, you know, on each side of the tabernacle for his building. And at one point, Brother Lee specifically talked about the corner boards. And he talked about at the corner boards, it's a place of turning. And at the place of turning, there's a need for the doubling. And so the boards at the corners of the tabernacle are actually double in thickness. And so Brother Lee made this point, which has really supplied me and stayed with me all these years and came to me a few days ago. And he talks about whenever there's a turn in the Lord's move, there is a need for doubling, strengthening, and reinforcing. And he gave some example, for example, in Acts 13, as well as in the church life, for example, of the Lord's move from mainland China toward Taiwan, and later on migration. And he testified that in every time through these turns, it feels like we don't completely understand everything. And it could be even puzzling to us as we consider all the details. And but he encouraged us that while the turn may be puzzling and difficult to understand, we know this turning involves a doubling, a strengthening. Today, I just feel like the Lord is taking us forward, as Brother shared in the beginning. We're not going back, we're going forward. And this is the Lord's move. And whenever there is a turning, there will be a strengthening and doubling and reinforcing. And we ultimately need to rely on the Lord's blessing. I just pray the Lord very much that the Lord will strengthen all the churches and be grace to all the brothers.
Amen. Thank you, Alex. I just want to conclude hearing all the testimonies and all the fellowship. I just hope that we all can leave this time with a feeling that we need much prayer. We need to pray for one another that we'll all know how to follow the governmental guidelines, the county guidelines, that we will not do anything against any guidelines. And then secondly is that I really feel that we need to pray for the saints, especially the weaker ones, especially those that have not been coming to the home meetings, to the Zoom meetings, to the group meetings, and we have not seen their faces and we have not heard their voices. I think it's not too early to shepherd them back to the church life. We may or may not be able to meet next week, but sooner or later, we'll be meeting face to face. And many of us, we may not be aware of these situations. Many of us were active and strong and even busier than before. But believe me, some saints who might have lost interest in coming to meetings. So we really need to pray for them. And thirdly, is that we need to pray for the Lord's testimony, for the church life. It's not just the meeting life, but the church life as we make this new turn in a transitional period of reopening. After all, we're here for the Lord's recovery. We're here for the Lord's interest, and we're not here just to do an ordinary Christian work. And fourthly, I would say that we need to pray for ourselves. Pray for the responsible brothers together that we'll be in one accord. We'll have the harmonized and coordinated ways, steps with one mind and with joint soul to carry out this transition in the most profitable way. And finally, I just feel that we need to pray for this reopening will be something that we will bind the enemy to cause any further frustration of this reopening. Yes, we have suffered a little bit. Maybe some of us have suffered a lot in the last 15 months. And as we are considering the reopening, I just feel that the Lord is offering us another, giving us a new start. And we pray that this new start will bring in new blessing. Amen. So brothers and sisters, let us exercise ourselves to remain in this divine and mystical realm. I know that there are a lot of other things that we consider, how to do this, how to do that. I just feel that the one accord trumps everything. And even at home, a husband and a wife may have different feeling about whether we invite guests or not, whether they should sing in a meeting or not, whether we should enforce masks or not. But even husband and wife may or may not have the same feeling. So I just pray that the Lord will give the homes and harmonious environment and the church life a harmonious environment. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Brother David. Yes, it does seem that we really are facing a turn that the Lord is sovereignly guiding us through. We don't have to understand everything, but we do need to look to the Lord in everything. We do believe that the Lord himself will take us through as we pray, as we seek the fellowship with other brothers, and as we turn to the Lord and even seek out the weaker saints to strengthen them along the way to a real recovery of the church life in a fresh new way. A couple of practical matters. One is I was very pleased to see that at maximum, at least what I saw, there were at least 222 signed on tonight. That's very good. And we hope that this is a help. Number two, if you have further questions, and of course many of you do, please direct them to your local leading brothers first. You who are leading brothers, please receive them. And if you have further questions that you feel you cannot answer or you need additional help, then you can forward those to other brothers in your sub-region or cluster. We believe that many things can be settled there. For example, in the East Bay, where I'm a part of, a lot of things have been fellowshipped among the East Bay brothers among nine different churches. Okay, we did try to keep our time tonight. We almost made it. So if there's no further announcements, I just will announce one thing. There have been some recent word from Brother Ron Kangas and especially Ed Marks about the importance of the summer training. So we do hope that the brothers will take that to heart and encourage the saints strongly and warmly to register for that training. If there's no further word, then we will conclude this meeting.
Amen.
Amen.